Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Samachtesim of Beis. We're holding on the bottom of Samachtesim and Aleph by the third to last line. So we said in the Mishnah that the Chazan HaKnesses Noitel Sefer Torah, we said that the caretaker of the shul, he on the Har HaBayis, so he would take the Sefer Torah from the Har HaBayis, and he would give it over to the Reish HaKnesses, to the Gabbai of the shul. The Shamish, the Reish HaKnesses would then give it to the Skan Kohen Gadol, and the Skan would then give it to the actual Kohen Gadol. So says the Gemara, Shmam, you know, you see from this whole sequence, that Chokin Kavod L'Talmud B'Makom Erav, that you're allowed to accord Kavod to a Talmud even when you're in front of the Rebbe. That you see from here, the Chazan gave it over to the Shamish gave it over to the Skan, even though they're all in front of the Kohen Gadol, it was Mutter to accord Kavod to a Talmud even B'Makom Erav. Amar Abaye says it. No, you have no raya from here. Meaning, what would be the problem? The problem, I guess, is that it would be like a pegiah in the kavod of the Rav, that he's the only one that deserves honor over here. To give kavod to a Talmud, but makom the Rav, is like being a pegiah in the kavod of the Rav. But says the Gemara, you have no raya from here that that's mutter, because Amar Abaye, kula misham kavodei dekayin gadolhi. Over here, the fact that the Chazan HaKnesses gave it over to the Reish HaKnesses, and the Reish to the Skan, wasn't just being mechabed the one who he was giving the Torah to. It wasn't the Reish, the Chazan HaKnesses being mechabed the Reish, and the Reish being mechabed the Skan. Well, it was, but also, included in this, was also really a cover to the Kohen Gadol. When the Kohen Gadol sees how many people are, so to speak, underneath him, that there's the Chazan, and there's the Reish, and there's the Skan, and only then he gets to him. So really, all of that, whole process is really a way of showing kavod also to the Kohen Gadol himself. That's what Rashi over here explains. So therefore, it's not a problem. In this specific scenario, it's not just being mechali kavod to the Talmud, Mark, and the Rav. They were also being mechali kavod to the actual, to the Rav, to the Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara Vayter, the Kohen Gadol I made. We said that when it got up to the Kohen Gadol, so the Skan would give it to the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol would stand up and receive the Torah. Says the Gemara, Mechlal Duhu Yeshu Yeshiv. It's mashmo that until now, he was sitting, clearly. From the fact it says he stands up to take it, means that until now he was sitting. And the question is that, now when we read the Mishnah, we said that he was in the Ezra's Nashim, but the Gemara does not yet know that. So says the Gemara, we assume now he's still in the Azara. So Mechlal Shu Yeshiv, it's mashmo that he was sitting, even though he was in the Azara, the Ezra's Yisrael. In fact, the Gemara, Banantanamba, we learned that Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, Elu L'malche Beis David Bilvad, the only people that were allowed to sit in the Azara are the people that come from Beis David. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yavoy HaMelech David V'yashav Lefnei Hashem, that David sat Lefnei Hashem. Now, even though there was no Beis HaMikdash in the times of David, Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash. But it means in the Mishkan, but there was an area in the Mishkan that's called Lefnei Hashem, which has the same equivalent as our Azara. So you see that it was only something specific to David, that David sat Lefnei Hashem. That was a special heter from Malchei Beis David, that they were allowed to sit in the Azara. But anyone else is not allowed to sit in the Azara. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says that he stood up to get the Sefer Torah? Mashma, he was sitting. How was he allowed to sit in the Azara? So says the Gemara, Kedam Rav Chiska, Be'ezras Nashim. It's like Rav Chiska said to answer different, to explain to something else once, that he said it was talking about the Ezra's Nashim. So, Hachanami be'Ezra's Nashim. Here too also we'll say that the Kohen Gadol was already in the Ezra's Nashim. That when he was sitting, he was already in the Ezra's Nashim, and that's why in the Ezra's Nashim, it's mutter to sit, that's why he was able to sit. Says the Gemara, now where is it that Rav Chisda had originally said this thing of that it was talking about the Ezra's Nashim? We said that just like Rav Chisda said to explain something else once that it was talking about the Ezra's Nashim, here too also we'll explain our Mishnah as discussing, as referring to the Ezra's Nashim. So where was the original memory of Rav Chisda ever said? So says the Gemara, it was said on the following, and we'll skip the next word, the Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Heichin Karinbay. So where is it that the Melech reads in the Sefer Torah when it comes to Hakel? On Hakel, so the Melech would read from the Sefer Torah. Where did he stand? Where did he read from the Torah? So says the Braisa, it says Ba'azara. The Tanakhama says that he read the Sefer Torah, he read it in the Azara. Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Aymer, Rabbi Harabayis, no, it was outside, it was only on Harabayis. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, it says regarding Ezra, when Ezra came up to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, and he saw what was going on, so he gathered everyone together, and he read from the Sefer Torah on that Rosh Hashanah. And the Pasuk says, "V'yikra b'lefnei harachoyv asher lefnei shar hamayim," that he read from the Sefer Torah in front of Shar Hamayim, which is one of the Sha'arim leading into the Beis HaMikdash, so meaning that he was on the Harabayas. So the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is assuming that just like Ezra read from the Sefer Torah on Harabayas, Mistama, that's also where the Melech read from the Sefer Torah during Hakel. So that's what Machlaika. So the Tanakhama said that Hakel is the Melech reads from the Sefer Torah in the Azara. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that no, on the Harabayas. Rav Chista said to explain the Tanakhama who said the Azara, he said that he meant Be'ezras Nashim. So that's the original memory of Rav Chista, that he said that Ezra's Nashim, it was going on this, on the Melech reading from the Sefer Torah by Hakel, that was in the Ezra's Nashim. We said that Hua did now by the Kain Gadol reading from the Sefer Torah on Yom Kippur, so that also will teach the Mishnah to mean that it was, that he was sitting down in the Ezra's Nashim. Says the Gemara, now that we mentioned this pasuk of Ezra reading from the Sefer Torah, we said that he gathered everyone together and he read from the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara now really for the rest of this Amud, for the most of the rest of this Amud, is going to discuss this parasha. So says the Gemara, "Vayivarech Ezra es Hashem Elokim HaGadol." It says that Ezra, he gave a bracha to Hashem HaGadol. He blessed Hashem HaGadol. So my Gadol, what does it mean when the pasuk says HaGadol? So we have a machlekes. The Gemara here is going to mention two of the Shatim, and later on in the Amud we'll mention a third. So Amar Rabbi Yosef Amar Rav. Rabbi Yosef said in the name of Rav, Shegadlu b'shem ha-mefayrish. He was Megadlu Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. It means that he used the shem Havaya, he used the shem ha-mefayrish, the way it's written. Rav Gidol said a different pshat. That what does it mean, Gadol? It means that he had instituted to say, Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Min Ha'olam Vad Olam, that he instituted that when making a bracha in the Beis HaMikdash, so let's say by Shemoneh Esrei, instead of saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Magin Avram, the way you would say a bracha in the Beis HaMikdash, as you would say, Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Min Ha'olam Vad Olam, Baruch Atah Hashem, Magin Avram, that's how you would say it. You would always add in, Elokei Yisrael, Min Ha'olam Vad Olam. That's Rav Gidol's pshat. Amalei Abaye said, Rav Dimi, he said to Rav Dimi, that how did Rav Gidol know to say that there was this whole takana to add in this whole nusach? V'dilma shegidol b'shem ha-mefayrish. Why not just say that he was megadol with using the shem ha-mefayrish? That's how he was, that's what it means ha-gadol, that he used the shem ha-mefayrish. So Amalei, so Rav Dimi explained to Rabaye, and he said that no, because ain't aimrim shem ha-mefayrish b'gvulim. Because you can't say the shem ha-mefayrish when you're outside the Azara. This was done in the Ezra's Nashim, that's in this context at least considered Bigvulim, and therefore that's how he knew that he wasn't using the Shem HaMefarish, because you can't use the Shem HaMefarish outside the Azara. In fact, the Gemara of Eloi, is that really true that Bigvulim you can't use the Shem HaMefarish? Vaksiv, but the Pasuk says, V'yamid Ezra HaSeifer, Al Migdal Eitz, Asher Asol HaDavar, V'amar Rav Gidol explained, and he said, Shegidlu B'Shem HaMefarish, that Gadol in this context means that he was Megadol Kadosh Baruch Hu by using the Shem HaMefarish. So says the Gemara, that was Hayra Shah Haisa. That was a special heter that Ezra gave over there, even though meaning this was also Rav Gidol. There's Rav Gidol over there by Ezra said that even though it wasn't in the Azara, it was outside the Azara, it was Al-Migdal Eitz, and still he used the Shem HaMefarish. So you see that you could use the Shem HaMefarish even outside the Azara. So the Gemara's teretz is that no, Hayra Shah Haisa, that was a special heter for whatever the situation was over there, that Ezra gave a heter to use the Shem HaMefarish. But in our pasuk of Ivarach Ezra, Hashem, Kim Hagadol, there Rav Gidol said we have a different shot that we could say that he was instituted this practice of saying min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. Says the Gemara Vayter, so it says that they gathered together, the Yidden gathered together by Ezra. It says that Ezra came to Eretz Yisrael, and he saw that the matziv in Eretz Yisrael was not good. The Yidden weren't behaving properly. So he made the whole asifa to be mechazik everyone. So the pasuk over there says that v'yitzaku al Hashem Elokim b'kol gadol. It says that they screamed out to Hashem, they cried out to Hashem. So my Amar, what did they say? Amar Rav explains, v'item Rav Yochanan, that vay that they started crying out. Lashon of crying. They were screaming and crying. And they screamed. And what did they say? They said, Hainu hai da'achar ve'la mikdasha. They say, I know, it's exact, that's what destroyed the base of Mikdash. We'll see that they were referring to the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. They knew exactly what it was. When they made this Asifa, they knew exactly what it was that was causing them to destroy. They said, it's the Yetzahara for Avodah Zarah. That's what's destroying the base of Mikdash. V'kali le'chale and burning in the Heichal. V'katlinu l'kulhu tzadike and killed all the tzadikim. V'glinu l'yisro me'aroin and made all of Klai Yisrael put in exile from their land. V'adayin merake be'non. And it's still, it's that Yetzahara that caused the base of Mikdash to get destroyed, and it's still dancing between us. It's still getting us. Kum yahavtilon elo lekubule be'agra. And so they said like a tefillah. They said a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said, Hashem, didn't you only give it to us so we should overcome it and get tzchar? Lo yihu be'inon, v'le'agra be'inon. We don't need it. We don't need the tzchar. It's too much. Get rid of it. Get rid of this Yetzahara. So nafuluhu pitka mirikia. So a certain petek, a note fell from Shemayim that have a kasav ba'emes, that it had a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's stamp of approval on it, that you could get rid of this Yetzahara. And what was the stamp of approval? It said MS. That was, so to speak, the stamp of approval from Hashem to say carry on, that you could go and get rid of it. Amar v'chanina, you see from here that Shema Mina Chaysama Yishal Kadosh Baruch Hu MS. You see from here that the Kadosh Baruch Hu stamp is MS. That's what they saw. That was the sign that they should, that they were doing the right thing. So what did they do? How did they get rid of it? Aisuvu betanisa tvasa yaymin v'tvasa leilavasa. So they sat and they fasted for 3 days and three nights, and then finally masruh nihalayu, and then the Yetzahara was given over to them. So how was it given over to them? Nafak asa kiguria denura mi beis kachi hakadoshim. It came out like a fiery lion from the beis kachi hakadoshim. And amar luhu navili Yisrael. And so the Navi, Zechariah, Navi, it was the Navi at the time, he said to the Yidden, Hainu Yitzhud Avadiz Kochavim, said, this lion, that's the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Vayomer Zayis HaRisha. He said that this is the Risha, this is that Avodah Zarah. Bahadi the Tafsuhole, when they were grabbing it, as they grabbed the lion, the Yetzahara, so Ishtamit Benisa Mimazia. So a hair fell off of the lion's head. Urama Kala, Va'azu Kale, Arba Mea Parsi. So it screamed out, and the sound of the lion's scream went 400 parsois. So Amru, so the Anche Knesset HaGedayla, they said, Heichi Navi, now what should we do? Dilma Chas V'Shalom Merachim Yalei Min Shamaya. Maybe now that it screamed, so now maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's going to have Rachimim on it. So Amru Luhu Navi, so the Navi said to them, Shadihu beduda da'avda, da'avra. Put it into a lead pot, v'chafyuhu lefume ba'avra, and cover it with lead. And why? Why dafka with lead? The avra mishav shayiv kala, because the lead will absorb the sound. So you should put it into a lead pot and cover it with lead. I guess besides getting rid of ayin hara, it also absorbs sound. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yomer zayis harisha v'yashlich oisa al teicha eifa, to throw it into the pot v'yashlich as evan ha'yiferes al pia, and they threw also an evan ha'yiferes, a lead stone, also on the opening of the pot. So that's what they did with the Yetzahara. So then Amru, the Anche Knesset HaGedolah, they said, they reasoned that Hayo ve'is Ratzonu, you see it's an Eis Ratzon, we are able to get rid of this Avodah Zarah, of this Yetzahara d'Avodah Zarah. So you see it must be, it's an Eis Ratzon, so Nivay Rachmi a Yitzhar Davera. Once we're at it, so let's go ahead and also daven for Rachmim, let's daven to Hashem that he should get rid of the Yetzahara for Avera, the Yetzahara for Gili Arayis. So Bayu Rachmi, they davened v'amser b'yadayu. And again, this also, the Yetzahara for Gili Arayis was given over to them. So it doesn't say over here how it was given over, but Amar Luhu, the Yetzahara said to them, whatever appearance it had, he said that Chazu, you should understand, you should see, Dikat Lisu Leilahu, that if you kill that one, referring to itself, that if you kill the Yetzahara for Arayis, so then Kalya Alma, the world is going to cease to exist, because no one's going to want to procreate. It's part of what pushes a person to do such a thing, is the Yetzahara for Arayis, is the Yetzahara for Taiva. So he said, if you get rid of it, then you won't have a world. So they tested it out. Chafshuhu tlasa yoyme. They locked it up for 3 days. Ubayu beyasa bas yoyma. And they looked for an egg that was laid that day to see if the hens were getting together. Behold Eretz Yisrael. They looked over all of Eretz Yisrael. V'lo ishtakach. And they couldn't find anything. So they saw that the Yitzhara was telling the truth. It was right. So Amri, now they said, now we're stuck. Heichin avid. What should we do? Nikatle. If we kill it, if we get rid of this Yitzhara. So kalya amo. So the world's going to be destroyed, like we see. Nibayu rachme apalga to David and the Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us half of it, to destroy half of it. I mean, at least that will, I guess, weaken the Yetzahara. Well, that's not going to work, because Palga Berakia lo yahavi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do half deals. I guess that's what they said. Doesn't work like that. That's the rule. So kachlinu le'enei, so what they did was, is they blinded its eyes, ushvakuhu, and they let it go. That's what they compromised with. And what did that help? It helped at least that a person no longer has a Yetzirah for his close relatives. That a person doesn't have. That was as a result of this that they blinded the Yetzirah's eyes. Al-Kopanim, we brought all of this to once we mentioned the pasuk by Ezra, so we mentioned all this. But the pasuk that we originally started with was the pasuk of Yivarech Ezra Hashem Elokim HaGadol. And we said two pshatim on what Gadol is. Rabbi Yosef said that Gadol is Shigadol B'Shem HaMefarish. Rav Gidel said that no, it was that they instituted to say Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisroel Min Olam Vad Olam. So now the Gemara is going to go back to that conversation. So says the Gemara, that in Marava, in Eretz Yisrael, they taught the Machlekes as follows. That Rav Gidl Amar Gadol, Shegadol B'Shem HaMefarish. Rav Gidl is the one who said that Gadol means that Ezra said the Shem HaMefarish. Rav Masna Amar, and Rav Masna said a third pshat. None of the two that we mentioned before. Rather, it's Hakel HaGadol HaGibur V'Anayra, that he praised the Kadosh Baruch Hu with all of these attributes, with all of these praises, that he's Hakel HaGadol HaGibur V'Anayra. V'Hadar Rav Masna Mati L'Dor Yeshua Ben Levi. And this Rav Masna is like that which Rav Yeshua Ben Levi said. I mean, they said the same thing. Dam Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, that Lama Nikra Shemon Anshe Knesses HaGadayla. Why are they called the Anshe Knesses HaGadayla? Sheach Ziru Atar L'Yoshna, because they returned the crown to its head. To its original glory. Asa Maisha, what does that mean? It means like this, that because Asa Maisha, originally, Maisha Rabbeinu came, and Amar, and he had said, Hakel HaGadol HaGibur V'Naira. He said all these attributes, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Gadol, he's Gibur, he's Naira. Asa Yirmiya, V'Amar, and Yirmiya came, and he said, that no, Nachrim Mekarkarin, Be'ichalai, the Nachrim are doing their business in the Heichal. Ayinei Reisav, where do you see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Naira, that he has fear, that he's awesome, that people fear him. Lo yamer Naira. He said, that's it. I'm not going to say Naira. Also, Daniel came. Amar, and he said, Nachim mishtabdim bibanov. The Nachim are mishtabed. They're working, they have control over the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so, Ayi Gvur Aisav. So where do you see the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not standing up to them. So where do you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gvura? Lo yamer Gibor. So he said, he's not going to say Gibor. But then, also, Inu, then they, the Anche Knesset HaGadayla came. Va'amru, and they said that no, Adarabba, it's like Mamish Fakar, it's the opposite. Zuhi Nereisov, this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's awesomeness. Shall Mali Moire Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, if not for, sorry, skip the line. Zuhi Gvura Gvurasoi, this is the ultimate strength. Shekhaivish it's Yitzray. What's a Gibor? A Gibor is a person who's able to overcome his Yetzer. So you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous Gvura over here. Shanaisin Erech HaPayim L'Rishayim. That he lets the Rishayim be Mishtaved Bizbanav, and he doesn't do anything. He lets it pass for a little bit. You see, that's unbelievable Gvura. He bats and wants to stand up and wants to get back at them. But he has Gvura to overcome and to be Erech HaPayim to the Rishayim. Ve'elu Hein HaReisav. And Adarabba, this is Mamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu's awesomeness. You see how much the Goyim fear him. Shomali Moire Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If not for the fact that the Goyim feared Hashem, how could it be that one Ummah, referring to Klal Yisrael, is able to last and survive between the Ummahs? It could only be because the Goyim are really scared. That's the only explanation. So you really do see the Nairness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do see Nairaisav. And therefore they instituted to again say, HaKel HaGadol HaGibur V'HaNaira. So that's why they're called the Anche Knesses HaGadolah. So you see, Gadol means to be marbin all these Shvachim, just like we wanted to say by Ezra, that's what Gadol means, to be marbin all these shvachim of Akel, Agadol, Agibor, Vahanaira. Now the Gemara just has what Akasha though, that Verabanon, referring to Yirmiya and Daniel, who said to take out some of the words. Yirmiya said to take out Naira, Daniel said to take out Gibor. Hechi avdi hachi, how could they do such a thing? Va'akri takanta detakin Moshe, and to uproot a takana that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin. Moshe Rabbeinu said to say Akel, Agadol, Agibor, Vahanaira. How could they say not to do that? So it says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar explained that mitoich sheyoidin baKadosh Baruch Hu shamitihu, because they know about the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is truthful, lafichach lekizbubay. So therefore, they didn't want to say something which would be a lie. Very interesting teretz. I think what it means is as follows: that even though we apply different names to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we say Kadosh Baruch Hu is Gibor, Gadol, Gibor, Nairam. Now, it's important to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzem doesn't have any names. A name, by definition, in Yiddishkeit, a name is a way of defining a something's essence. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence is unfathomable. So by definition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any names. Surely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have many names, as that would be a stira to the entire Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Kilu Chas V'Shalom, there's different parts. That for sure not. So the only name that the Mekubalim say that we could apply, really apply to Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the name Ein Sof, which really is another way of saying that he has no name, that he's completely unfathomable, that we can't give him a name. That's the only, so to speak, name that we could give him. But really, all the other names that we say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're not really names of Hashem. So what are they? They're descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions. They're descriptions of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us. We call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gibor because we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gvura in this world. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu relating to us with the Midah of Gvura. We call him Neira because we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu relating to us with the Midah of Neira. So Memela, as soon as Yirmiyah didn't perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Neira in this world, the whole name is based off of our perception of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is acting with us in this world. So Memela, when Yirmiyah saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't acting with us with the Midah of Neira, so he said, so we can't call him Neira anymore. Neira is not Be'etzim, his name, Chas V'Shalom. Neira is just the way he acts with us. Now he's not acting with us with Neira, so he took out Neira. And Daniel said, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not acting with us, we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gvura, so therefore he said to take out Gvura. Until came the Anshe Knesset HaGedayla, and they said that no, it's not true. Even now, even when it's a time of Hester upon them, when you don't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you still see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Gvura, and you still see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Naira. And that's why they instituted that we could, even at this time, we could say, Akel HaGadol HaGibor V'Naira. And really, this is Mefurish in Sichos Musar, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, he really writes this, in Sichos Musar, that's the Pshat in this Gemara. But we'll have to conclude, as we get close to Purim, with the Marsha and this Gemara Mamish, says the Marsha, now where did the Anshe Knesset HaGedayla get this Kayach from, that they were able to say that even now a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Akel HaGadol HaGibor V'Naira? Says the Marsha, it's because the Anshe Knesset HaGedayla lived during the times of the Purim story. And they saw Mamish this lesson by the Purim story. They saw that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, even at a time of Hester upon him, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is always doing for us, and he's always with us. And therefore they said that's where they got this Kayach from, that they were able to, they knew how the even in the times of darkness, to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gibor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Naira, and that's how they knew, that's how they had this kayak to be able to do that, and to institute, even in times where you couldn't perceive it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gadol Gibor, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gadol Gibor V'Naira. Be'ez Hashem, will continue from here in the following shir.